You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health and Wellbeing Commission released a system report on Tuesday this week. The report looks into the state of mental health services in Aotearoa, whether they adequately provide for everyone, who falls through the cracks, and what kind of improvements could be made. To discuss the findings from the report, I spoke to Director of Wellbeing, System Leadership, Data and Insights at Te Heringa Mahara, Dr. Ella Cullen. To start us off, we're talking about this new report from Te Heringa Mahara today, looking at mental health services in Aotearoa and how they're matching the existing problems. What's the current state of our mental health services in Aotearoa, and how do they compare to the services we've had in the past?
Yeah, so this is our second system performance monitoring report. We did one in 2025. We did see a system under immense pressure. The 2026 report serves as a sort of report card, and it's showing that although some progress has been made in targeted areas, so around the mental health targets, it isn't moving fast enough for the people who need it the most.
And if we think about the key pressure points, you mentioned a bit of it there. What are the main places where the sector is currently struggling?
Yeah, so there are two areas. Overall, there are six areas that we look at across the performance of the mental health and addiction services system. Of those six areas, only one is on track. So that's the one around workforce growing and strengthening, which is a positive. We need a mental health and addiction workforce that's supporting the people that we need. Where there are areas that are going backward, that's around young people and Māori. So we have increasing rates of psychological distress and unmet need for professional help for Māori and for young people, higher than other groups. What we're also seeing is a static amount of funding for kaupapa Māori services, so other services are seeing an increase, whereas we're seeing this kind of static level of funding for kaupapa Māori services. And the reason that matters is we know that kaupapa Māori services work for Māori, they're effective. And the other area that's going backwards is the capacity for the system or services to uphold human rights. So we're seeing an increase in young people being admitted to adult inpatient services. We're seeing increases in coercive practices. So Māori are being subjected to higher levels of coercive practices and Pacific people as well, such as seclusion.
And what are the causes of these problems as we're seeing mental health issues across the country facing or being faced by a lot of people? What are the key causes that are going into creating this mental health crisis?
Yeah, look, there are there are a number of drivers of distress, especially for young people. So in the report, we also have a section that looks at the population level outcomes. And when you look at those, they're pretty sort of they're static. There hasn't been the change we would want to see in improved, for example, material well-being or housing or basically having the everyday things that you need. Those things are not improving. So when we're not seeing changes to basically access to the things that you need to stay well, we will see a rising need, and we're particularly seeing it among young people. So in terms of distress for young people, there's a number of drivers. Online harm is one of them. Young people have told us time and time again that safety online is a priority and a driver of their well-being. Discrimination is another driver, both for Māori and for young people. There's others as well, but those are just a couple examples of some of the causes that are really impacting on people's ability to stay well.
And you mentioned those key demographics of Māori and young people facing some increased pressures in terms of mental health. Is the system responding to that? Is the system, you know, matching that increased need, or are these people falling through the cracks?
The system is not adequately meeting the needs of young people. There's this rising distress, there's growing gaps in access to services. So across the board, the population of young people are experiencing a rising level of distress. The young people that need, you experience kind of a moderate level of distress. When they enter the system, there is an access issue for young people. That's what the report says. So other people are accessing it okay across the board. When it comes to young people, the services are not there. And we do have concerns about young people being placed in adult inpatient settings.
And a lot of the young people I talk to about mental health, and I think this will be a sentiment that's shared by a lot of people, is that they say that they're feeling disengaged or maybe unhappy with the state of our mental health services. They don't feel that they necessarily meet their needs. What more could our mental health services be doing for young people to match this situation?
So one thing that we call for is co-design. So co-design with young people to make them more age-appropriate and more accessible and more engaging. Yeah, exactly the things that you talked about. When we talk to our young people and the ones that have been involved in co-designing services, especially for young people, what we know is that they stay in those services, they stay engaged, and that does result in an improved mental health outcome. But at the moment, the mental health and addiction system and the services that are serving young people are not designed with young people in mind, and we're just not quite getting that right at the moment. So we do need other options as well, like more digital options. Young people do have a high online engagement in New Zealand specifically. So we do just need to kind of think about how do we target help and support young people to stay in services when they need them and then access them as well when they need them.
And if we're looking to building a mental health system for the future, something that's very resilient, something that's able to tackle a wide range of issues, what sort of changes, what sort of improvements would you like to see either from this government or from future governments as well, considering we've got an election later this year?
Yes. So one critical avenue for change would be the upcoming mental health and wellbeing strategy. So that's currently in its final stages of being finalised. It is being launched in August of this year. So that mental health and wellbeing strategy is the first of its kind in this country, and it's got associated implementation plans. It's a 10-year vision for improved mental health and wellbeing for everyone in Aotearoa. What we need to see in that strategy and implementation plans are the things that we're calling for. So the two recommendations we've made out of this particular report is a plan to eliminate seclusion. We would want to see some action toward that in the strategy and in the implementation plans. We also want to see some targeted action around improving outcomes for Māori. In terms of across the board and across government, we do call for mental health in all policies. So mental health and addiction services is one part of the picture. They can't cope with the rising demand. They do need to join up with the education system, with the housing system, with all these other areas that people naturally travel through as citizens, with that mental health and all policies in mind to support people's basically mental health and wellbeing as they journey through those things. And before that, before people reach the system, there needs to be cross-government action on the drivers. So in terms of the government response, addressing the kind of risk and protective factors, so making sure people have good physical health, good access to material being, you know, free from violence and discrimination, and having access to education and employment, all those things that keep us well, that's the cross-government action that we need to see.
That was Director of Wellbeing, System Leadership, Data and Insights at Te Heringa Mahara, the Mental Health and Wellbeing Commission, Dr. Ella Cullen, speaking to me about the state of mental health services in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.